Rockauto.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now. Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Tom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you.
Anyway, welcome everybody to another edition of the Wall Push Live here on the Wall Talk, Radio Network presented by PWMania.com and MemLanePromo.com, where you can go right now for the next week, use the promo code Anderson and get a Mr. Anderson autograph for, I believe, $5. So use the promo code Anderson at checkout. I am, of course, Sir Rockin, joined by my co-host, the lovely Lindsay Ward.
Dean!
Yeah, we'll get to Dean tonight.
Sorry, I smiled when I heard the theme. It's like just automatic now. Hear the Shield theme, it's like, I'm going to get Dean!
And sadly, I hear your voice in my head whenever he appears on TV, so...
Good! My work here is done.
And like, you don't even have to say it, it just happens...
Oh, no, I do it in chat. I say it in chat. I do the little music, dancing musical notes and everything.
She does, and then it just pops in my head. It's like, God damn you, Lindsay. God damn you.
I do what I can, you know.
So, 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, and it opened with John Cena. He noted that Swagger will have a challenge against Alberto Del Rio, and said he will attempt to become WWE Champion when he faces The Rock at WrestleMania. This brought out CM Punk. Punk asked if Cena, if he's sure he's facing The Rock, he accused Cena of taking the easy way out. Punk said he wanted to clear it air that he added that The Rock actually beat him last night at the Elimination Chamber. But then he also added that he pinned The Rock for about 18 seconds. Punk told Cena that he has never beaten him. Cena says he's not talking about wins and losses, he's talking about WrestleMania. Cena said he won the Royal Rumble and earned the right to go. He said Punk didn't get the job done, and it's not about him for once. Punk asked, what about him? He spoke of his title reign about 434 days and said Cena strolled into the Rumble and threw out a couple of ham and eggers over the top ropes, and you were lucky, Punk said. He said it's the biggest luck of the draw win he's ever seen. And then basically told Cena, you can't win the big one, John. And then Cena asked Punk what he wants to do. Punk told him just to walk away. Get out of my ring. Leave the WWE. Just walk away, Punk told John Cena. We had a little bit of a tease, and well, Cena said Punk has a lot of stones, and he's probably a decent human being under it all, but he's not going to hand away his golden ticket to WrestleMania. Cena says they both have critics and they both want the match. He said they have a problem. He said he wouldn't give Punk a spot, but he would let him actually earn it. So next week on Raw, well, should have got to there later, but said, you know, Cena said if he wins the match from Punk, we should crawl back in his hole, but if Punk wins, he gets a WWE title shot, John Cena's WWE title shot, and they said to do it now, but Punk wants to do it next week, on his terms. This was a great opening segment.
This was a fantastic opening segment. It had a nice tone to it.
You had... there's sparking little doubts in people's minds that is Punk going to WrestleMania to fight the WWE Champion? Which is what you want. You want great storytelling, and this was great storytelling.
It was great because we got serious Cena.
Mm-hmm.
He was making smart-ass remarks, but he wasn't being, you know, happy-go-lucky John Cena. He was serious. And he had that help the tone of the promo. That helped to make it seem more real. But also, at the same time, Lindsay was sitting here going, oh my god, is Taker going to show up? I held my breath through this entire damn promo. And then when they set the match, I'm like, next week.
Next week, you're going to get Taker. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. Everything's up in the air. Everything's kind of depending on him, so I guess we'll see what happens.
We shall see what happens. But I like this. This was a nice start. Kicked off the show. Really important.
Yeah. And best of all, it was a nice teaser for Raw.
And it sets up next week, making next week a bigger deal.
Right.
Which is what you want. You want to continue ality throughout, you know, your programs. A reason to tune in. And this is one of them. They showed, which was, I thought, all night, which is a different way for the President's Day, showing different quotes from a different president.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice.
Yeah, they had Thomas Jefferson and a couple others, which we'll get to, but yeah, it was really good. It was a different way for them to do it. I liked it. We have Matt Striker interviewing Sheamus, who was disappointed about losing to the Shield, and then you had Ryback pacing back and forth, and they got into it a little bit. He called him a Neanderthal. They were about to go at it. And then the Peacemaker himself, Y2J, showed up for the interview and broke them apart. He said he's seen them before with the NWO and the Nexus, but the Shield is new at a new level. He said they have to stop it. Jericho said he loves WWE and he's never worked anywhere else since 1999. He will never wrestle anywhere else again. Sorry.
As I recall, he's done indie shows, but that's just me.
Sorry, guys, he's not going to TNA. Jericho said Vicky Guerrero brought him back to the Raw because she knows what he brings to the table. She said there's no way she can deny the box office appeal of the Shield versus Ryback, Sheamus, and Y2J. So he said that if he talks to Vicky tonight, that match will happen tonight on Raw is Jericho. And then Sheamus told him to make it happen, and he... Ryback said, feed me, Shield, and, you know, sets up the six-man tag for the night.
Which, it's like, okay, yeah, this could be good.
Nice little combination, throwing Jericho in the mix. I'm digging it. Again, really nice booking to start off the show. Up next, Mark Henry versus Sin Cara. Yeah, Mark Henry destroyed Sin Cara.
And in the time that it took Great Khali to get the ring to run Mark Henry off after the match, he could have killed Sin Cara three times over.
And there was, you know, they were talking about Khali dancing, and he was basically screaming that the only thing Khali is good at is dancing. The question is Khali really good at dancing?
It's one of his better skills.
Well, he is a triple threat. He's a dancer, an actor, and a wrestler, so... So, I guess dancing is one of his better skills.
Looking mean in the longest yard does not count as acting.
He did some acting in Get Smart. He had a couple lines.
Again, looking mean on camera does not count as acting.
Okay. It was made official that we will get the six-man tag later on tonight. And we also got announced that we will get right here and right now The Miz in a no DQ match against Antonio Cesaro. Solid match.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was a good match. It was a nice rematch from last night.
This one, you brought the Singapore cane into the match. You had the chair involved. The trip into the chair was nice and allowed him to hit the figure four this time without a low blow and made Cesaro tap out.
And I couldn't tell if he applied it correctly or not.
He's getting better. Let's just say that. There was then some propaganda footage available on YouTube. Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, go to YouTube.
WWE, if you are in the sound of my voice, I applaud them for doing a different gimmick. And this is a lightning rod. It's getting attention, it's controversial, and I get that. And we are not supposed to like this gimmick. I understand that completely. But take down the goddamn Gadsden flag right now. Just do it. Please, do not have that flag in the background. You know not who you fuck with. Because I'm sure there was somebody in the back who probably was not happy about that. Just saying.
We, the people, move on to backstage. Speaking of, we have Daniel Bryan chasing down Kane. And Daniel Bryan in this segment, sticking his nose up in the air and, you know, standing on his toes, was tremendous.
It was.
This was a great match. Bryan basically said he requests a singles match against Jack Swagger, and he doesn't want Kane to come out with him. And, you know, he doesn't feel comfortable teaming with Kane right now because of what happened. Because, you know, he went for a hug, and then Kane punched him at the chamber. And then Kane said he might do the same. You better be a man of your word, because I don't deal well with snakes. Cue Randy Orton saying, are you talking about me? Kane said snakes can't be trusted, and he stomps on them with his boot whenever he sees them. Orton said there was a time when he would have been intimidated by Kane, but now he's just traded his pile drivers and choke slams for group therapy and hugs.
Paging Dr. Shelby, we have problems.
At Dr. Shelby tweets, you're not really the big red monster anymore. You're more like Barney the dinosaur.
Cue that picture.
Which is so fitting, by the way.
It is.
If you haven't seen it, it's out there on the internet of Randy Orton hugging Barney the dinosaur. It's tremendous.
Actually, shouldn't it be pointed out that didn't Daniel Bryan eliminate Kane with a hug in the Royal Rumble?
I believe so.
Just saying. And I'm actually sitting here watching the promo right now, and I didn't think Kane would be that hard to find, seeing as a red light down the hallway follows him wherever he goes.
I know, right? Wouldn't that be awesome to have a light follow you wherever you go?
That'd be fantastic.
So, you know, looks like we're going to get Randy Orton and Kane tonight, along with Swagger and Daniel Bryan. Backstage, we are with Vicky Guerrero. She was on, you know, she was basically talking that she has big surprises planned for her show. She thanked the person on the phone and wrapped up the call, and this brought in Paul Heyman and asked, you know, she summoned for him. Vicky mockingly congratulated Heyman for getting the stipulations out for Rock Punk. And then she said she has a surprise that will affect Paul Heyman. And, you know, Paul Heyman doesn't deal with surprises well.
Yeah. Some people just don't like him.
Yeah, some people can't deal with surprises really well.
Sorry, I'm just watching Kane, and it's just like...
Oh, that's right, when the Kane's on the screen, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, my Raw is at least 3 hours behind, so I have to watch it online, and then I catch back up and watch it live, or quote-unquote live, on my TV, so...
Yeah. But up next, we have Alberto Del Rio taking on Dolph Ziggler. Really good match.
It was a great match.
Go ahead.
Kind of makes me wish we were getting it at Mania.
It seems like a pattern. What they do as a main event on main event happens on Raw the next Monday.
Well, I think it's main event is the testing ground for them to try new feuds and that kind of thing, and then they bring it up to the main shows if it does well.
Yeah. And this was a really good match. Nice finish with the arm breaker. With Ziggler tapping out. Then, well, Big E went and destroyed Dolph Ziggler. Basically screaming, your time is over. It's over for you. And then, all of a sudden, Ziggles went for the briefcase. He's going to cash it in. But wait. It's Ricardo and he steals the briefcase and he gets chased away. How dare he steal his briefcase?
Which was hilarious. Run, Ricardo, run!
Ziggles was able to get the briefcase back, about to cash it in, Del Rio attacks, and the match did not happen. That was a really nice tease they did.
Oh, it was a great tease. Well done. Well played, WWE. Very well played.
Yes, very well played. So, great match. We get a nice little tease. Then we get Wade Barrett talking about, you know, he's about to become a movie star. As he started Dead Man Down. And, well, he plays up a trailer for the movie, and I went, like, where are you, Wade? Babe saw him, like, a couple times.
He's in it.
Sort of. In the back. Around. Somewhere. after a play, Sheamus appeared on the big screen and said he's friends with Colin Farrell. He said it's a brilliant film, mainly because Barrett doesn't say a word in it, and Sheamus acted like he was being wrapped up by someone off screen, and, you know, Barrett vented a little bit off the mic, as then we went for a Shameless product show.
Good product placement, WWE. Good product placement, and best of all, I got Wade.
Sounds so wrong. Means sound like you went to Walmart and bought Wade.
No, but I did buy Punk.
Yes, you did buy Punk. Looks like we might be getting Sheamus versus Barrett.
Yes!
I'm okay with that.
I'm totally okay with that. Now let's actually have a proper feud with them this time, as opposed to just, you know, one-off matches that end in a freaking DQ every time!
Six-person tag team action was up next. Brodus Clay, Tensai, and Naomi with Cameron took on Primo, Epico, and Rosa. Brodus, Tensai, and Naomi win the match. I was impressed by Naomi.
I actually didn't see this one, sorry.
I was really impressed by her tonight. She did a couple nice moves in the match. It was impressive.
Good.
In about, I don't know, 15 minutes you'll see it.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready to see it here soon, so...
Probably by the time we get off there. We got the press conference highlights from earlier today, if you missed them. WWE is going to New Orleans for WrestleMania 30, or WrestleMania XXX, starring Vin Diesel.
And the memes have already begun, which is just brilliant.
Yes, they have.
That logo and that announcement was on the internet less than an hour, and it had already started. Well played, people. Very well played.
Yes, very well. So, this brings us to the State of the Union address.
State of the Union or State of the Onion?
State of the Union. And my better judgment tells me I shouldn't play this clip, but I'll...
Oh, God.
I'm going to anyhow.
We will only use the words ass, damn, hell, and bitch. We will never, however, use the words shit, fuck, goddamn, Jesus Christ, faggot, or any other racial or sexual slurs. Now then, as it pertains to video, we promise there will be less dick references.
Oh, shit.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Well, fuck me.
God damn it. Fuck. Anyway, there will be less penis references.
Oh, and one last thing. Even though many of you believe that currently the favorite pastime in the oral office is swallow the leader, I did not. I repeat, I did not sleep with that young intern. As a matter of fact, I was up all night!
Yeah, State of the Union, right?
Right, that was totally it.
Yeah, so, there we go.
At least that's what I heard when I put it on mute and they were talking.
I don't know what else anyone else heard. That's what I heard tonight.
Yeah, that whole thing was just... Yeah. Again, I applaud them for trying something different, and this is definitely going to get them attention, but... Yeah.
The only comment I'm going to make on this, before it's put out there anywhere else, eventually, at some point, this could get to Sergeant Slaughter heat levels.
And, he could.
And they're in an outdoor stadium. Just pointing this out.
Yeah, they're going to kind of have... Well, here's the thing, is it's... My only issue with this gimmick is it's making more a star out of Dutch than it is Swagger, because... Dutch is the lightning rod. He's doing all the talking. So Swagger's just kind of sort of there as his, I guess, enforcer.
Yeah, sort of.
So it's... Zeb Coulter's really the one that's getting all the attention, and then Swagger's just kind of there. So... I don't know what's going to happen or how they're going to be able to transition that onto Swagger. Because right now, Coulter's doing all the talking.
He is, and, well, if we hear Swagger talking, yeah, it's better than Dutch is talking, but the length, what he's saying, and, yeah. Anyway, it led to Daniel Bryan and Jack Swagger in a match. Good match.
It was a very good match. Yes.
We had a good match between the two. I hate the Patriarch name. Patriarch, that's the name for the ankle lock, or the... Like, Michael Cole can't even call it what it is. He says it's the Patriot Lock or Patriot Act. He can't really, you know, figure it out. But the one thing I've noticed, there was something on... Did Daniel Bryan get a tattoo?
I can't tell. Like, so ever, I'm going to have to watch the match because I kept trying to see it on the feed and I couldn't see it.
There's something right above his right knee. Someone, if you've seen it or watching the replay, anyone out there... Tell me what's on his right above his right knee. It looked weird. It looked like a tattoo or a growth or something. I don't know. Just looked strange and out of place.
Kane and Brian got the matching tattoos while they were in Vegas.
There you go. That makes sense. So yes, Jack Swagger wins with the ankle lock. Good match. Very nice stuff. We then come out with Vicky Guerrero and Paul Heyman. Vicky announced that she has a Dwight Schrute, and that would be Brad Maddox. For those who don't get the reference in the show The Office, Michael Scott had an assistant named, is an employee named Dwight Schrute, who always called himself the assistant to the manager, assistant manager, but really he was the assistant to the manager. And that was the joke they did on the show. But the best part was when Brad Maddox said, "Hi, Paul. I'm Brad." The reaction from Heyman was priceless.
Oh god, Heyman was gold in the segment.
So, Heyman, you know, commented that, you know, this is the surprise, this is what he's supposed to care about? Well, okay. Fine, he's ready to leave, and then, out of nowhere, Vince McMahon appears on the screen with crutches. but I saw him walking about 12 hours ago without crutches. Anyway. Yeah, you show your press conference on your stream, and then, you know. Anyway, Vince appeared on the big screen with his crutches in hand and stopped Heyman in his tracks. Vince told Heyman to close his mouth because when his mouth opens, he is lying. Vince recalled Heyman, you know, asking for the special stipulation last week, and Heyman said Vince did that out of the goodness of his heart, and then, well, Vince says he knows he doesn't have a heart, and if he did, it would be a black and cold one. Then we play some footage of Heyman said he'll do anything for it, and Vince said he made sure he had anything put in writing, and, well, Vince said anything means he could fire him right now, and then he teased to fire him, but, you know, it's too good for him to fire him. So instead, 2 weeks out of hip surgery with crutches, he will walk down the aisle into the ring, and he will fight Paul Heyman. And Heyman sold it.
Like a champ, hook, line, and sinker. Absolutely awesome.
Heyman is the star of this show.
Sold it like a champ. You know, it even helped you ignore the logic of the fact supposedly 2 weeks ago had Vince had hip replacement surgery done. And yet he's going to walk down to the ring and he's going to have a fight with Heyman after having hip replacement surgery. I'd like to point out Taker had hip surgery, and he was out of action most of the year. He had hip and shoulder, I should say. But he had major work done, and he's been out and unable to train for most of the year. But yet, Vince McMahon is going to walk down to the ring 2 weeks after major surgery and kick Paul Heyman's ass. Logic. Where the hell is the logic? I demand to know this.
You have to remember, it's Vince McMahon. He's better than The Undertaker.
He's on some fantastic crap, man.
I commented to Omega earlier today as we were watching the press conference. It's like, wow, there's Vince McMahon, and he's walking pretty good for someone who had hip surgery 2 weeks ago. And he really was. He was walking really good. So.
He was. He was walking great. But, you know, it's, if you want to sell it in the storyline, it's Vince just had hip surgery. You don't say he had hip replacement.
Yeah, they went to a little bit to the extreme there.
Yeah, it's, I get you're trying to sell that Brock Lesnar really messed Vince up, but all you have to say is, well, Vince had to have hip surgery due to the attack from Brock Lesnar, and that's all you need to say. Surgery is severe enough. Replacement surgery, that's a little overboard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. But that's Vince McMahon for you.
It is.
Maybe this week he said it's surgery, not hip replacement. Who knows? Excuse me. Up next, it is The Shield, featuring Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and
Dean
taking on Ryback, Sheamus, and Chris. Even though I set it up and she nailed it, I still left. fantastic match.
Oh my god. We can't sing the Shield's praises enough. We really can't. I mean, you've got three guys. They're so cohesive. They're just... it's amazing. They need to be pushed more. They need to all get belts. The fact that they've got guys at this level and they're only just coming in, I can't imagine what they're going to be like when they split them apart. I hope they're equally as good. And I'm sure they will be.
I'm sure they will be, but at this point they need to stick together because they're the best trio in wrestling in a long, long time.
Oh, they're fantastic.
And they work tag team matches better than regular tag teams. They're perfect together. And this match was a prime example of it. You had the good guys get their shots in, but at every time they did, the Shield would strike back.
And the finish to the match was just fantastic.
The finish of the match featured the Walls of Jericho being applied on Ambrose, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seth Rollins sprung off the ropes, hit him in the face with a knee, allowing Ambrose to pin Chris Jericho. Really nicely done.
Yeah, it was just... And then they took a chair with them because they can.
Just because they can. They're booking these guys perfectly right now.
Oh, they are. If you're going to put them in match situations, this is how you do it. Where they use that numbers game. They use that... They find a way to get the advantage every single time. They're coming through the crowd. It's like, yes, they have an entrance, but they're coming through the crowd. They're using them properly. This is how they need to be used.
And they're not stunting their growth.
No, they're not stunting their growth, and they're not overexposing them either.
Because this was their third match.
Yes.
In what, 4 months?
Right.
They're letting them get their experience on the road, and on TV, they're keeping them strong. Perfect
right.
way to do it.
Exactly. I think what it is they possibly learn their lessons with the Nexus.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing what could have happened with the Nexus.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're treating them a lot like that, in a lot of respects. Because it's that sort of pack of dogs, gang mentality, and it's... just fantastic to watch and see. And yes, I agree with Kane Kittens. It's the complete inverses of Aces and Eights, and this is what I would love to see them have done with Aces and Eights this whole time.
I agree completely. I really do. Really well done. Up next, scheduled to be Kofi Kingston taking on Damian Sandow. Sandow demanded for silence because he was going to speak. He said members of the Sandow family served as advisors to past presidents. That's a did you know? We did not know, but now we do. The match was about to take place, and then out of nowhere, it's R-Truth. Yes, folks, R-Truth is back, and he attacked Damian Sandow. And, you know, he got the better of him, and Sandow... you know, ran away.
Is it wrong? I didn't realize R-Truth was gone.
Well, he's only gone a few weeks, so.
Okay.
He had that really nasty injury. That really nasty cut on his leg.
Okay.
You don't remember the cut, do you?
No, I don't remember the cut. Sorry.
He got really cut up on his leg.
Was that in a ladder match?
It was in a ladder match, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
And he got cut up, and they gave him time to heal.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. So, yeah, R-Truth is back, and, you know, he kind of made his return about 12 hours ago at this point at the press conference where they had him sing. It's amazing.
Hey, as we learned last week, just because they're there doesn't mean they're going to be on Raw.
Touche. In your main event of the evening, Randy Orton takes on Kane.
It was a good match. It was a solid match.
Good match between the two. Kane was about to finish off Randy Orton, but Daniel Bryan then sort of walked down to the ringside, distracted Kane, and then out of nowhere, the RKO was hit on Kane and allowing Randy Orton to pick up the victory over Kane. Lawler was teasing that, you know, he did this on purpose, did Bryan? He distracted Kane on purpose.
Of course he did.
Evil, evil, evil Daniel Bryan.
What's he up to?
I wonder. Then it's time for your main event segment. Justin Roberts introduced the University of Louisiana Lafayette marching band, and they played. Really cool.
They did.
The band geek in me goes, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah, the marching band geek in me was like, this is awesome!
I'm exactly the same way. And then out came The Rock. They played along with the drum line along with the song, which was perfect.
Oh, it was.
So, The Rock is in the ring for his championship celebration. Rock said CM Punk did everything he could to beat The Rock. He said Punk showed the world that what a piece of garbage is he is when he spat in his face. Rock said that the best in the world wasn't good enough because The Rock beat his punk ass 2 pay-per-views in a row. And then, you know, he's finally back and the fans were cheering for The Rock. He said he's going to WrestleMania in 48 days, but not with this. The WWE Championship belt. The spinner version. Rock said he has deep respect for the WWE Championship. When this title was unveiled by a certain WWE superstar, one of the greatest of all time, 8 years ago, it worked. But now, well, not so much. And some people believe this title was cool back then. Well, there's always some people who believe in Bigfoot. It's a great line. Rock said the WWE title should not look like a toy, and it should never, ever spin. And then we got the final spin of the WWE Championship on TV.
Yes. They released the spinner for one night.
For one night only, the belt actually spun. Because you could tell they did, because it was not, you know...
Straight,
like it usually is. So, there was a podium right there with a new belt. This is a belt that should inspire you. He ran through the list of past champions: Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, and his buddy Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then we got the debut of the new WWE Championship. This is not the actual belt. This one had Brahma Bull logos on it. Before I continue, thoughts on the belt?
I like it. It's the minimalist, simplistic design of it is a nice change from the WWE title of the spinner era. There's a lot less to look at. The black really makes the logo pop. And I don't know why. I know a lot of people didn't like the shape, but I really actually like the shape. It looks to me like a title belt should look. It's a statement belt, and it makes a statement. And I like that. It doesn't look like it's a belt buckle like the spinner does. It actually makes a statement. It has a nice shape to it.
It's a different shape than we're used to seeing. It's a different shape than past belts, but I'm agreeing with you. I like it. There's versions. There's another version of it online. Wrestling Superstore has it, where you see what the actual side plates will look like, which they add a little bit more to it as well.
Yeah, the WWE side plates were, it looks better, and when The Rock drops the belt, those will go on. But, I mean, I didn't honestly mind the Brahma Bulls on the side. I generally like it. I think it's way better than the spinner belt. It's a new era in the company, and it's nice to see that rumored title belt is finally showing up.
Exactly, and it makes sense for this match.
It does. It adds a level of hype.
Exactly. Like, forget it. Anyway, The Rock talked about, he questioned whether he'll face CM Punk or John Cena. Rock said there's one man between two that he really wants to fight at WrestleMania. He said that man brings out the very best in him for professional reasons. For personal reasons, that man is Q John Cena. Cena stood on the stage, got some booze, was ready to go to the ring. Out comes CM Punk, and he strikes John Cena from behind. Hits him from behind, and lays him out with the belt, and then says, "I want that one. I want the new pretty belt."
Yeah, that was good. That was fantastic. Especially when he just throws it down and you actually hear that sucker hit. And he kind of cringe a little bit, and then he just points at the ring, and it's like, that was good.
I want that one. I want the pretty one.
I want the new one. I don't want this piece of crap. I want that one.
Rock stood in the ring, held, you know, waiting for Punk. Punk, you know, walked away from, you know, the fight. Cena was on the ground as the show closed. Solid show tonight.
Aside from the subculture stuff, I generally like the show. And I thought it was a nice way to close and leave some things in doubt.
And it built, we have a reason to tune in next week. We have two.
We do.
We have the fight between Heyman and the miracle worker that is Vince McMahon, the magical healer. And we have John Cena and CM Punk for the number one contendership on Monday Night Raw. That's the perfect way to do it.
And to me, the match between Punk and Cena, generally, it feels like it's going to be a big match. It feels like it should.
And that's the reason. And the week of hype is the perfect way to do it.
Oh, wait, I just saw Wade in the Dead Man Down thing. He had his back to the camera. But I saw him. So technically he is in the trailer.
Yeah, I said he was. It just, he was really in the background. So overall, good show tonight.
It was a nice build. This was a nice way to kick off Mania and start the build towards Mania, and I have a feeling things are only going to be better from here.
This is a week. Tonight was the start, and we're building each step to Mania. So, I was happy with the show tonight.
I was. Like I said, except for the Zeb Coulter stuff, I didn't have a problem with it. The Zeb Coulter stuff, and I know I'm not supposed to like it, I know I'm not supposed to be okay with it, but yeah, it's just, I don't know about it. I'm going to have to keep kind of sort of, yeah. When they pulled out the Gadsden flag, it's like, oh, shit.
We will see where it goes.
Yes.
So there you go. That's it for tonight's Raw post show. You know, as the saying goes, Raw in about 45 minutes. That's what we have done tonight. Tomorrow night on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik, it will be Steve Corino and Sean Oliver. Check it out at 9 p.m. Eastern Wednesday night. It's just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer, Brian Blatt, Scott Barry, and Cheapwood Panel. Thursday night, it's The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
Yes! We're going to be talking all about TNA Impact and a whole bunch of other stuff, so tune in and listen, because we don't know what we're actually talking about, because, well, we have plotted out the show. But if you have ideas that you want to submit to the show, please get them to us before Wednesday, because that's when we actually plot everything out.
Yes, you can send them to media@wildtalkradio.com. We got some maybe news on the show Thursday. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Friday night, it's Gaming Night with Mace, about 7, 8 p.m. Eastern. Check that out. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio with myself, Ron Parks, and Subway. Sunday, it's Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Omega, and Mace. We'll cover it weekend wrestling. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Check out PWMania.com, MemLeanPromo.com. Go there right now, use promo code Anderson, and you can buy a Mr. Anderson autograph for $5. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay?
You can follow me on Twitter at Linz Ward, LINSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. And of course, please visit castyreilly.net and buy his merchandise. And also, if you want to take a look at my online portfolio, it is linzward.deviantart.com.
We'll see you next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, live right here across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network. No chance in hell, you've got no chance.